Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, November the 1st, 336th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, the guy with the badge from the county, Humboldt. Okay, one of many.
Yes.
One of many.
Yeah, there you go.
Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Hey, guy.
Hey, how are you? Glad to be here.
Today's a grapeful day for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you like that?
Where you go. That must mean you're hitting the vino a little early tonight.
No, not yet.
Okay. A little bit later.
I'm festive. Festive today.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween was last night. Couldn't be carryover. No, it's not a carryover. November 1st. It must be celebrated somewhere or something.
Yeah, there's some celebration.
Okay, there we go.
I'm sure there is.
This afternoon, we're going to talk a little bit about the seriousness of the news. It has struck me periodically, listening to the newscasts we have, how serious it is. We don't have that many of the rapes, but we have homicides pretty regularly. We have serious drug things. We have person on person. We have a lot of different challenges in our area that seem to end up in the news. And we got news like the big boys do. So we'll talk a bit about the seriousness of the news when we come back.
I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip about not being a prunomaniac. The conscientious gardener needs to know that each kind of plant has its own best time to be pruned. Avoid shearing flowering plants into shapes which really look unnatural. Thin flowering shrubs with a hand pruner. I'm Mark Viette with today's garden tip.
You've got to get up pretty early in the morning to hear Mark Viette and his wealth of gardening knowledge. 5 to 7 a.m. Sundays on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. But before we do our quote this afternoon, you like Gloria Steinem?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I didn't think. Okay, fine. I'll find it. All right. Here we go. And a quote attributed to Gloria Steinem. Some of us are becoming the men we wanted to marry.
Ah.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Little 70s quote there for you.
All right.
You remember that far back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's good. That's good for a man of your age. That's good.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that.
See, I can still play that high school graduated trump card thing about another 4 years. I figure once you go over 55, it's gone.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Kind of going already, but we'll be gone officially then. Does it strike you, Mike, the types of crimes that we seem to have in our area are more akin to the Bay Area, Sacramento, Fresno, Bakersfield, L.A., San Diego, the larger metropolitan areas than what you would typically find in a rural, dinky-do little part of the world like we are?
I think we got to look at a couple of things. Number one, you know, we like to label ourselves as rural, but we're actually a mixture of rural and suburban. We have larger concentrations of people in the city areas. And you look at California as a whole, especially Northern California, as far as population goes, if you drew a line, say, from Santa Rosa North, we're actually one of the larger counties in that northern part of California. We do have the same types of crime. I look at it this way. I moved up here in 1986 from San Diego County. I worked for the sheriff's office down there for a few years. And the thing that I noticed when I came up here was that we still had the same types of crimes that I recall down there, but the frequency was different, not as often. We still had the same types of crimes. There was nothing major that happened that was a shock to me that I hadn't seen before, or experienced before, or heard about before. It's just that the frequency of them were not as great because we have a smaller population.
If you look at similar areas, northeastern California, now they got I-5 instead of 101, so there's a little different dynamic there.
Correct.
We've got the maximum security prison.
Right.
They got lava fields. So it's a little bit different in that regard. But if you looked at their blotters and compared them to our blotters, I'm thinking Delnort, Humboldt, Trinity County, wrapped together versus, was it Modoc, Siskiyou,
Lassen.
Would they be comparable?
I don't think so. You know, I hate to put it this way, but probably the driving factor in those first three counties, Del Norte, Trinity, and Humboldt, would be Humboldt. You know, we, again, have a larger population base. We have a lot of social and economic issues here that drive a lot of the things that happen. And plus we have an industry that drives some of the things that happen crime-wise also. Much more than some of the other counties as far as intensity. So I think that it's not a big surprise, but you know, you compare those eastern counties, like you said, Modoc, Lassen, Siskiyou, their crime rate is not as high as ours, but then we have a smaller population base.
Per capita, it's not?
Well, I'd have to look at that. I believe that's probably true. You have a different, I don't want to say philosophy, but different issues there than we do here. That might drive crime one way or the other. So it would be hard to really, unless I had some factual data to look at, it'd be hard to really say per capita, but I do know just meeting with other sheriffs and talking to them from those specific areas that, you know, they do have crime, but probably not to the extent that we do in some cases.
So obviously the weather is going to play something into that also. I mean, if you're 2 feet of snow,
right,
and it's 15 below, you probably don't have some of the folks that we have here hanging out.
Right.
But when they talk about Humboldt County and the compensation levels for someone presenting at Health and Human Services, is it the same in their county as well? Is that an even playing field at all?
I don't think so. I think there's some differences there, but you bring up a good point as far as weather-based issues too. You know, some of those counties where the weather is more severe, people either tend to stay inside more or they leave for certain periods of time, you know, until the weather gets better. Where in Humboldt County, we're more temperate as far as that goes. I mean, sure, we get a lot of rain, but it stays pretty even most of the time, especially on the coast. So, and plus we have a lot more going on here. So people are on the move more during the winter here, I think, than other areas.
By activities, you're meaning some of the cultural things that go on?
Right. I think we have more of that going on here, more things to draw people here. I mean, who else has a jazz festival? You know, things like that. And those are good things. Don't get me wrong. Those are good things. But they do draw people here, and that's what we do need to help, you know, perpetuate our economy, I should say.
Don't forget the Truckers Parade, man.
Truckers Parade, amen. It's coming up.
Well, you better put your gun down on the counter where we can see it. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
There's a brand new show on KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Country Gold with Randy Owen, Sunday evenings from 8 till midnight. It's a four-hour intensive music show hosted by the lead vocalist of the group Alabama. Country Gold will feature 13 songs per hour and highlighted music from the 70s to the mid-90s. Be sure to listen to KEKA 101 Thunder Country, Sunday evening from 8 till midnight. Country Gold with Randy Owen.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. Mike, the seriousness of the crimes that we see in our area, I'm trying to stay away or separate the marijuana drug culture element from it first.
Okay.
I know that's probably eliminates 95% of all the criminal activity in one way or the other. But historically, we had high alcoholism or the effects of high alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much every Friday, Saturday night. I mean, I can remember being a little guy before you came to the county. And hearing the news stories, and it was, you know, shooting at this club or knifing at that club or a street fight here, street fight. And this was after Old Town had ceased being the historical Old Town.
Mm-hmm.
But there was logging still. There was employment that was going on.
Right.
How much do you think the criminal activity in type and in magnitude has changed because of the employment picture change, you know, not having the mills, not having the logging, not having the fishing? Yeah, I know we do have some, but not certainly to the extent that we had before, and more to a bureaucratic and academian.
Well, that has surely driven some of the social issues we were having, I think, the the whole economic picture for Humboldt County. You know, you listen to Merle Harpham with the city of Eureka. You know, he's been saying for the last few months that petty crimes have gone up immensely inside the city limits, and he equates some of that to the prison realignment and the release of people back into the community earlier than what we used to in the past. But yeah, I think that you're seeing that there is a shift in the types of crimes and the driving factors in those. And I think declining economic growth and the lack of jobs are surely added to that. Along with that comes the other social factors that enter into that are, again, alcoholism, drug abuse, those types of things that people will do to occupy their time, so to speak, or to deaden that reality of the fact that I'm unemployed and I'm having trouble making ends meet and being able to deal with issues, and so at times people will turn to other means in order to fulfill those commitments, so to speak.
So as you're talking to somebody who's new, a potential employee on staff, and I presume you're in there somewhere, even if it's just walking by the interview room going, "Hi, I'm Mike."
Yeah.
What do you say to somebody who's new to our area or who hasn't been here before or transfer in about some of these various things that go on in our area?
Well, you know, we could always hammer on the negatives as much as you want about
the positives.
About anything. Yeah, and, you know, the positives, you know, I first thing I try to do, especially people that are coming here from outside the area, is to really enhance the positives we have here, because we do. We have a lot of freedom here that you don't experience in other places. And, just a point of reference, you know, I moved here from San Diego County almost 27, 28 years ago. And to go down there and visit now, to go walk on the beach, you know, you can't take your dog on the beach. You can't have a beverage in a glass container on the beach. You know, there's a lot of restrictions that you have in larger metropolitan areas that you don't have here. We still have a lot of freedoms here in Humboldt County that are dear to us, and we have an environment that's conducive to all kinds of recreational things. You know, I try to enhance those aspects, but then, you know, as far as pointing out the negatives, especially in the case of a deputy sheriff or a correctional officer, they learn those pretty quick when they get on the job. You know, the thing about being in law enforcement, again, is that we usually deal with the worst of society, not the best. The best of society we do often get to touch their lives in the sense that they may be a victim in something, or they may call upon us to help them out with an issue. And we do end up dealing with some of the folks that are really good folks, really hardworking people. But then we also deal with those that are down, that are having some real hard issues in their lives and are dealing with circumstances that have driven them to being on the other side of things.
Seeing somebody professionally versus seeing somebody socially.
Right.
A little bit different ball game there. So most of the guys figure this out on their own pretty quick. Otherwise, they probably aren't long for the career either, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, you know, most people come into this profession realizing that they're going to be dealing with things that most people don't want to deal with. I mean, that's why we're the ones out there in the middle of the night driving along the street, making sure communities are safe. That's why, you know, they used to call it the thin blue line. Well, we were green and tan, obviously, but it all equates to the same thing. We're that first level against, you know, that intrusion into your lives.
Well, if we called you the skinny green line, that would probably somehow get connected into the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah, probably.
Somehow, some way. Or it would be the dollar associated to the budget, you know, one way or the other. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:30.
There's never been a clear winner in the so-called battle of the sexes, but in the battle for bacteria-free hands, one half of the population is germier than the other. So whose hands are cleaner, men or women? Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and here's to your health. The researchers tested 51 college students using a new detailed system for detecting bacterial DNA. But remember, most of the bacteria in our bodies is either harmless or beneficial.
Dr. Hoffman answers some of your health questions on Health Talk, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, on KWSW 980 AM.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, the concept of the drug culture here, I think you're probably, you've been privy to some of the pushback that's going on locally. There's a core of us, and I'll just kind of leave it there because I'm not even sure how large the core is. It's almost like we want our community back.
Right.
You know, and the ones that I've been privy to, most of us are raised here.
Mm-hmm.
And we remember what it was like.
Right.
Back when things were going on. And alcohol, okay, consumption, it was, yeah. I mean, you know, having keggers out at the tee on the North Spit was almost a rite of high school passage. Okay, and you can argue the changes societally with that. But we weren't dealing with a lot of this stuff. Garbage, whatever you want to call it. You know, the streets weren't as ugly as they are. The woods were where you went to play after school, not right. where you would run into people. Folks wandering around in the middle of the night lost? No. Talking to themselves? No. It used to be a big deal to hear a siren.
Right.
And now it's weird if you don't hear a siren for a day. I mean, things have just changed. Is that societal, or is this a reflection of the drug culture that has taken root in our region?
Well, yeah, I think that's some of it. You know, let's look at the community of Garville Redway. You know, they've been dealing with an influx of transients into their community for the last few years. And this is what I get out of Southern Humboldt, is we want our community back. They feel they're really under an invasion of the transient population coming in. And many of those, not all of them, but many of them especially show up this time of year looking for trimming jobs. You know, they'll go out and
Wasn't it stunning about a month ago on Broadway in Eureka? How many new people and how much cardboard was being flashed? Disturbing was the level that I got to.
Yeah.
It was...
Well, and that's indicative of what's going on right now with the marijuana industry in Humboldt County and all of Northern California, for that matter, is the fact that there is more being produced this year than other years for a couple of reasons. Number one, many of them feel that this is the year we have to make it or break it. And number two,
because
of extenuating circumstances, the possibility of the federal government involvement more and more in the marijuana industry, especially with the clampdown on the 215 Compassionate Use Act, medical marijuana,
more black and white and square corner stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing is the fact that there's been such a glut on the market that instead of trying to address that glut on the market and lessen the amount of marijuana out there to bring the price back up, they grow more. And so there's more jobs out there for people to come up and trim. So they're looking for jobs to get into that industry that way. And then they'll be here for 2 or 3 months or longer and then leave and go find something else.
I had a real sobering email about a week ago now. A buddy of mine, and we're not that close, but a radio operator in northern Pennsylvania. His daughter and her boyfriend got an invitation to come out for the harvest season to Humboldt County.
Right.
And he said, would she be safe? And my response was, have her give me a call.
Yeah.
And I'll outline. Nothing's happened, so I don't know if she's not, if he read through the lines, or if she's here already. Recruiting for that from throughout the country just is bizarre, but you start listening to the newscasts.
Mm-hmm.
So and so, what was Jamaica, Florida, New Jersey, Pennsylvania? We've been hearing a bunch of people from the Atlantic Coast states showing up on your guys' blotters.
Well, you know, and every year, right around this time of year especially, we get calls from all different parts of the country from a mother or father who's worried about their son or daughter who said, well, we're going to Humboldt County to do something or to find a job or to, do something to make some money. And we'll get a hold of you when we get there. Or we'll get a hold of you when we're done, or, you know, we'll keep in touch. And the parents are calling us saying, we haven't heard from them in 3 months or we haven't heard from them in 3 weeks. Can you go out and look for them? So then we have to go through the process of explaining what our what we have here in Humboldt County, and it's like looking for needle in a haystack, so to speak.
And what their lovely offspring really are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, you know, I mean, and then sometimes we do have those cases, and thank God they're rare, where someone reports their son or daughter being here, and we never find them. But that does happen.
Does that happen as much as it used to, Mike?
I'd say it runs pretty even. You know, I it doesn't happen every year. I am pretty confident that we do have, based on what we hear, a lot of things aren't reported that occur. And so, a lot of the unreported issues.
You're becoming a politician, you know that.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that means that Gary taught you well or didn't teach you well. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:41. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
Water always wins. That's why there's a Grand Canyon. I'm Glenn Higgy, America's master handyman. Keeping water away from your home's foundation is one of the most important things you can do. If your home is on a crawl space, you need to know what is going on under your feet. Your home's structural integrity and your family's health may depend on it.
Listen to Glenn Higgy, Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. on KWSW 980.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:44. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. Mike, I don't know really how to say it. It's not even trying to avoid being PC, but the amount of homeless subcultures, I guess,
right,
we have in our area, in looking at communities our size. Okay, I think everybody's got the wandering wounded, the folks that need either, what was Irv Renner before Irv was a, it's not public assistant, but it's in that area. Stan Dixon, I think, was
yes,
one too.
Conservator.
Yeah.
Public conservator. Yeah.
Yeah, for the community to make sure that everything's okay for somebody. Having the mental hospitals in the state of California. Okay, I can hardly remember them even existing, but right. I know that people still refer back to those 50 years ago when those things were in place. The folks that really don't know where they are. Okay, you got that segment. You got the Trustafarians that are just out having some fun. The kids that instead of going to the Peace Corps come to Humboldt County to hang out and do whatever. The militant homeless and then the drug culture folks. So I think everybody agrees that there are recognizable subgroups within that.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the overall problem, and I'll say problem, in our area, if we had a thriving economy, mills are humming, people are employed, help wanted signs are everywhere, storefronts are full, how much do you think it would relieve the criminal activities that you guys are having to respond to today?
Well, I think it would help a lot because you have a very productive society, and along with that, and we've already kind of touched on that, those people that are productive want to have the safe homes environment that we've been talking about all afternoon, and I hate to refer to this vast culture as homeless. I think there are some homeless in there.
I don't know what would you call it?
Transient.
Most of them are
transient.
I think most of us see that as interchangeable.
Right. And because many of the people we deal with, especially outside of Eureka, and we try to provide services, and let's face it, the only services available per se in the county are in Eureka. They don't want to come here.
By design.
They don't want to come here to accept services. People in Garberville, the transient population we deal with down there, we can provide them with all the free transportation to Eureka or to other places you want, and they won't accept it because they want to stay there. Weather's conducive. You know, I talked to a guy a few months ago down there who is obviously a transient individual. We had a nice conversation. I said, "So, what is it? What brings you here?" "Oh, it's just a beautiful place. I love it here. I'm so accepted, and everything's just beautiful." And but that's not what I'm getting from the community. You know, that community wants...
So he perceives community acceptance of
right.
Laissez-faire.
Right, right. where the business owners who are trying to make a living and trying to make it a conducive place to come shop because are having problems. Because we get emails all the time, especially the business owners down there, saying, I'm not coming to your town again. You know, they get people that come through and then write the Chamber of Commerce and say, I was walking down the street and I was accosted two or three times by people who wanted change. They waited at the ATM machine and asked for a few extra bucks when they got their money out of the ATM machine. And that's driving away the tourist industry in that area.
So when your folks have interaction with these,
right,
saying that they love the area,
right,
how do they provide sustenance? Are they the independently wealthy? Do they have their debit card and they just kind of swipe it when nobody's looking?
Many of them have cell phones, believe it or not. You know,
down and downtrodden is not a phrase that I would associate with a lot of them.
Right, right. It's a lifestyle choice for a lot of them.
So why the panhandling?
But not all of them. Let me paint that way.
Right.
There are those few.
But why the panhandling then?
Well,
something to do.
Well, you know, more, you know, to get some extra change, to have some extra money. You know, I mean, I can't say that they're all panhandling, but you know, when you get a reoccurring complaint of that going on, sometimes we tend to paint with a broad brush that may not fit every person down there. But pretty soon it becomes a stigma, you know, that everyone down there is panhandling. I know that's not true, but
certainly.
Yeah.
Right. But you mentioned stigma. It's too bad there's not a stigma associated with it. Like there had been.
I was going to add that in there. Like there had been. Yeah, it's not. It's more accepted. Well, I shouldn't say that. The community, especially in Southern Humboldt and Willow Creek, is experiencing the same problems. They are frustrated. I'm in contact.
So you're getting some pushback there.
Oh yeah.
Does Eureka?
I think so. You know, I don't have my. I'm not as in tune to what's going on in Eureka. I'm sure they do. I know I see the folks in Old Town. I see the things going on. I'm sure that the police department gets complaints.
Should they, if folks want to try to do the pushback, do they call you? Is it through the chambers? Where would they go?
Well, and you know, up to a year or two ago, the big thing was it's a law enforcement issue. Deal with it. But it's not a law enforcement. It's a community issue, and we're trying to deal with it that way.
Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Happy Grape Day.
All right.
We've been Talking Shop with Mike Downey. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day, hug someone you love, and see you tomorrow.